this year. They've got a dominant one.
Here we go.
Showed zone on offense, the 22nd. Just playing at a very high level right now.
NFL player in history with
two starts here. They've got a dominant one.
Here we go.
Showed zone on offense.
What's up, world? Welcome back to Life Tips Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and I am an inspirational speaker. Season 17.
Anchor, Apple, Spotify, Google, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Good Pods, Overcast, Breaker and Listen Notes, Castro, Stitcher, CastBox, Pandora, TuneIn, Amazon Music, and iHeartRadio. Hey, and iHeartRadio, that's where you can listen in to Life Tips. Everywhere that you get your podcasts. Hey, we everywhere. Hey.
16 countries.
We everywhere.
Yay!
Listen.
Yay!
My name is Nate, and you're listening to Life Tips Podcast. Welcome. Relationship improvement with advice and tips for becoming a better you. On this show, each episode is unique to what you're going through, and it doesn't matter your youth or gender. Everyone can benefit.
Really?
You see, the reality is that nobody is perfect. There's always going to be downfall with rising, and there's something to improve upon every single day.
Sure is.
So if you want to make changes in your life, then follow along, and I can help you master yesterday's mistakes to create a better tomorrow. Let's get started.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Nate, just greeting you. If you are a new listener, then welcome aboard. I hope to teach you some things, or take some notes, and hopefully you'll learn something along the way. If you're a returning listener, faithful listener since day one, welcome back. I hope to continue to impact your life in positive ways. And I hope that I continue to lead you in the right direction. Now do me a favor. For those who are returning, you already know what to do. For those who are new, I need you to like the show, subscribe to the show, and give us a review on Spotify and on Apple Podcasts. And also turn the notifications on so that you'll never miss an episode when episodes drop. That way you'll be well informed of the up-to-date whereabouts of your favorite show, which I hope this is your favorite show, every single week as things drop. So I just wanted to greet everyone real quick. Greet the new people, say hello to the returning guests, and yeah, let's now get into the episode and start off discussing a new topic. What's up, world? Welcome back to Life Tips Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and I am an inspirational speaker. Really quickly, before we start the show, I just wanted you to know that your support means everything. Not just monetarily, but also your words. So here's what I want you to do for me. I want you to go on to Apple, find Life Tips Podcast, and write a review. And also leave a 5-star rating. Because you know I'm trying to get up there with the top dogs in the Apple podcast world. Same thing with Spotify and Google. Go look us up on those platforms too. Blow us up and let people know how important listening to Life Tips Podcast means to you. That way, the higher up we go, the more downloads we'll get from the virtual community. So yeah, y'all, that's all I wanted to say. Let's get into the episode. Obviously, it is not this calm and peaceful right now, because if you're out celebrating like I am, it's loud and people are going crazy. It's 2024. Woohoo, we made it. And yeah. So happy 2024. Happy New Year. And happy first Monday of the month of January. So we talked about 2024 part one and part two in the midst of the Christmas episode last year to close off Life Tips Podcast. And so today, what we're going to do is dive deep into 2024 and really see what this year has in store by first looking at money. Again, tax season is in 4 weeks, people. 4 weeks. Get ready. It's going to be absolutely amazing. And an absolutely amazing time. But the reason we're going to start off talking about money is because that is quite literally the most important change for your boy that will be made this year in 2024 personally. So no more getting behind on stuff, no more needing to play catch up, and most importantly, no more seeing 0.00 ever again. This year is going to be extremely different and extremely better than all of the past years combined, except for 2021, because 2021 was the last time I actually was good and didn't need to worry about anything regarding bills, money drain, etc., etc., because I actually had an abundance. And so now that I'm returning to an abundance, I want to discuss that to start off 2024 and give you a personal look into my own life and my own journey. And then we'll go into the goals for this upcoming year. Okay, so this part of the podcast episode, in complete honesty, has been re-recorded at least 3 times. Because at first your boy was going to stick around and keep his job and go into the new year all good, all sweetness and rainbows and all that jazz. Then, like halfway through the end of the school year, the company sends out a letter saying, hey, we're switching things up. The companies are getting pushed into a threesome with the contract. So the contract was awarded and 3 companies got each, a slice of the pie, basically. And that sent everyone into a crazed frenzy. And so your boy was like, okay, I'll stick around and see what happens. And then it was like, our money is kind of messed up because the company didn't pay us for Thanksgiving, meaning that we lost 1 day when we were supposed to get 3 days. We only got 2. And there was no guarantee that the company was going to pay us for Christmas, New Year's break in terms of will we get paid the entirety of the break. Obviously, Christmas Day and the day after and New Year's Day and the day after, you legally have to get paid. But that's like $500. I did the math. That's like $500-$600 for 2 days during the Christmas and New Year's week. But the other days during Christmas, New Year's week, the Wednesday, Thursday, Friday portion, yeah, we need to get paid that as well so that our checks can look super big and super good when we come back from New Year's Christmas break later this week. And so that is a big concern, not whether we're going to get paid for the holidays. We legally are going to get that. But are we going to get the Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday after the holidays included in our checks? And if we do, great. The company fixed the problem. If we don't, it's going to be a whole bunch of angry coworkers when we come back from Christmas, New Year's break, because instead of getting the full 10 days off, we only got 4 days, which is the legal amount that we need to get per the law. So that's where money is. But then there was a slight snag. The company that I thought was going to pick me up didn't pick me up. And so I just decided, okay, well, since that company didn't pick me up, but my job awarded me my position through the entirety of this upcoming school semester and the fall school semester, meaning I'm staying at my high school through 2025, I guess it just makes sense to stay here and see my kids off. Those who are going to sophomore year, see them off. And those who are graduating, see my kids off. It makes sense to stay. And since the rollout to the new company might take a little bit longer than anticipated, it's likely that we will be staying under our current company at least into maybe February, which guarantees that we will get paid all five times in January. Yes, I checked. Five Tuesdays in January, five paydays. Which, of course, you know, the payday for tomorrow is actually a part of the Christmas New Year's break pay. But the other paydays are the times we actually clocked in and clocked out of work and stuff like that and are getting paid for the hours that we work. And then, of course, right around the last week of January is when the government / IRS opens the doors to the taxpayers to say, hey, we're ready for you to pay your taxes. And of course, in order to do that, we all have to get mail with our jobs information saying, hey, here's your tax statement for the entire year and how much money you made. And so for those like myself who have what's called TurboTax, all you have to do is open up the app and do your taxes yourself. Unless you're fancy and you just have an accountant and you just pay somebody to do your taxes. Okay, cool. But for the rest of us who don't have that type of money, all I gotta do is open up my documents, snap a picture of the joint, put it in the app, and the app will calculate the amounts for me. I don't have to calculate the amounts anymore like I used to do when I first started. So here's the thing. With getting paid five times this month, your boy is essentially going to have a good, I'll say $1,600 from checks and bills will be all taken care of by the second week of the month. So ran into a little snag last year because I didn't have the publishing gig, which allotted a good $150 a month. I did not have that, so that money wasn't present to cushion. And the lack of holiday pay from Thanksgiving break, missing $100, provided also a lack of cushion, so a couple problems took place. But thankfully, your boy managed to keep his car insurance alive, and I managed to keep my car note at bay. So, car insurance has been taken care of, and car note this week is going to get chopped down to size. In other words, instead of the amount that it's at now, I'm going to put a gigantic lump sum down on that thing and bring it down to at least $200. Meaning that all that will be left to do next week when receiving the check from the pay that was worked this week, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, the only thing I'll have to do next week is take that $200 and knock it out and get my car note back to wonderful standing. And then in the following week, I'll knock out the Verizon bill and we'll go back to completely good standing overall, which will leave me with two checks from January. So I will have a good $700-$800. Let's say $800 just to be on the safe side. Just about. And then we tack on tax season. So that's $600 from the state government, which I'm claiming. These are not the actual numbers because I don't know, but I'm predicting the actual numbers. So that's a prediction of $600 from the state, which takes me up a notch. And of course, you know, direct deposit, so no need to wait for a check. And then the week after, when we go into February, is when I should see my federal returns. And my federal returns prediction, I think it's gonna be 3,000. So, boom. Not bad. But let's just say it's 2,000. Still not bad. Still good. Period. Which means that your boy will be slapping a good $300-something into savings, and checking will be in the thousands, which is a good thing for me going into February, because as the checks stack, as the money stacks, everything is better. So I know I went on a super long money rant to start off this podcast episode for 2024, but I wanted to give you a deep, deep, deep look into life and just be honest with you guys. It hasn't been good since 2021 when I first bought my car and when I got into Lyft and Uber. I had to shut that down in 2022 because of car accidents. So pretty much for the last 2 years since shutting down Lyft and Uber, which was a good huge extra chunk of money, it hasn't been good. And even with the publishing gig, it hasn't been good. Not even decent. It's just sucked. Because one income source just simply is not enough. You need multiple. And so barring the complete collapse of the publishing gig, I should be getting at least $400 extra this month when we start back. So let's do the math again with the publishing gig, since we already did it without the publishing gig. Wow, that extra publishing gig money automatically takes me into the thousands. Then we tack on the tax return money. Boom. Wow. Greatness. Which also means that because I will not be behind on bills anymore, just like I was the last two Januaries, essentially, and I'll be able to keep this money, it means that I will never see 0.00 ever again. Thank the Lord. Which also means that I'll be able to love on myself in February for Valentine's Day, and I'll just have an abundance of money that I'll be sitting on to stack up on top of. But also, just it just feels good to sit on an abundant stack of money, bruh. A stack of money where you have thousands to go off of, and you don't have to be completely emotionally and mentally drained. And then, of course, when you tack on the resurging Amway business, that's more money. So, bruh, when I tell you this is going to be my year, this is going to be my year. I just have to play my cards right and not make the same mistakes from January's past. I'm very, very, very intent on making this podcast episode not super long, because clearly we are all celebrating. So yeah, as much as I would love to talk you to death, I'm not going to. There's just a few more things that I want to mention for 2024. And the first thing I want to talk about is digitizing everything. So one of the biggest changes that happened to me last year is that I bought an iPad. That's right. I have an iPad now. And with that comes extra added comfort and usability and stuff like that. But the biggest thing that I did was I found this app called Structured, and it is a digital planner. So instead of getting a bunch of stuff for 2024, like a physical calendar, a physical planner, etc., etc., I don't really need to do that now. I used up my 2023 planner and my 2023 calendar, the physical versions, but I don't need a physical 2024 planner unless I absolutely want one. This year, everything is going to be digital. So I have Google Calendar as always, and that helps tremendously with a lot of things. But Google Calendar is also accessible on my iPad. And so with Structured and Google Calendar, both right here on my iPad, I really don't need a physical calendar that I have to like purchase and buy and stuff like that. I just use my iPad, and I perfectly intend to do that. So, for example, I've listed when tax season starts, and I've also jotted down when I more than likely will receive my tax returns. I know that basically, based on past history, state tax returns come first, and then the federal ones come second. So the state ones should drop here. Oh, Lord. There we go. So the state ones should drop here, and the federal ones should drop here. Cool. So that's there, and when we get closer to the end of January, I'm going to put that in the structured app so that it stays there, and I get calendar alerts sent to my iPad as well as my iPhone, so I really am good to go, excuse me, with that. So that's my recommendation, is to digitally plan everything, because 9 times out of 10, you're going to have that with you more than a paper calendar or a physical planner and stuff like that. So you want to make sure that everything that you're going to be doing is in a place where you're going to remember to look at it. And so that's the benefit of having digital planner and a digital calendar. And now I will still have a wall calendar. The wall calendar for 2024 is going to help specifically with looking at different things, like when I'm off from work for 2024 and when I have time to take vacations and paid time off. All that's going to be on the calendar that goes on my wall. And so that brings me to the next topic of discussion, which is work. So about everything being digital, my barber changed that in an instant. Basically, she gave the family a wall calendar set. One is small and one is big. And since your boy is a planner and mom and dad don't use these things, I was able to get my hands on it. So while everything is going digital still in 2024, I do have a wall calendar. One is small and one is big. And I'm going to use it. But I'm still going to make everything digital. So that means my planner is going to be digital too. So, yeah.
Family, it's your hostess with the mostest, T the GOAT. From over at Powerfully Black and Excellent, the podcast that seeks to make your skin folk, your kin folk all across the nation, baby. Now look, if you're looking for a platform that highlights black entrepreneurs and business professionals, we got your back. If you're looking for a podcast that's going to light that fire up underneath you to start that business that you keep putting on the back burner, we got your back. And if you're just looking to hear from some amazing black entrepreneurs and business professionals who are currently on the journey to making themselves and their brands successful, we got your back. So come check us out on Anchor FM and almost all streaming platforms using the name Powerfully, comma, Black and Excellent without the E. We drop new episodes every Sunday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you're not listening to us, what are you doing?
All right, for this one, I'm going to need the work calendar real quick. Got it. All right, so 2024. And traveling. It's this small little segment we're going to add in here about traveling for 2024. So there are some breaks in here. So in January, there's one off day. Actually, yep, there's one off day in January. Then in February, there are two. In March, there's one. April is spring break. May, nothing, and June is the end. So what we're looking at right now in terms of travel time is spring break and after that, we might be needing to use some PTO. Some. But there's some places I'm planning to drive to next year. Virginia, for one, to visit friends. And then Pennsylvania to visit family and friends. So those are the top two travel goals for this year in terms of road trips. To visit friends in Virginia and then family and friends in Pennsylvania. Those are the top two destinations for me this year in 2024. Anything else? In terms of flights, flying, going out of state like that? We'll see. We will see. And now, let's finish up the podcast episode by talking about family, friends, and love life. Oh, yeah. And we're not going to talk about work because I kind of already talked about it. So we're going to go into discussing how family, friends, and church is going to be different this year. And then I'm going to finish off by talking about how I plan on being consistent this year with a lot of stuff and not being all over the place. And, yeah. Let's start off with family because that's one of the biggest things that is gonna get updated this year, if that makes sense. So, family. Let's see, where do we start off with this one? Well, family, pretty much, we already have plans. So, lots of grandma and lots of trips. There's one plane trip and lots of grandma. So that's kind of what the family's planning on doing. And I should be a part of some of those grandma trips. I'm not going to be able to make all of them because I may not be back in time for work. But I should be able to make the majority of the grandma trips. And as for the flight, I should be able to make that flight as well. So there's family and spending time with family in 2024. Friends. Now, this has gotten a bit more interesting over the last several weeks. Obviously, my best friend Ashley from work, we're going to be hanging out together a good amount now, especially that we are both back on the up and up. And as for group stuff, I have my church family, The young adults meet every Sunday, starting this coming Sunday. So this coming Sunday is when we'll get back to it. And then the church also has, you know, life groups and gatherings on a weekly basis as well. I'll be doing that. There's what we call Family Fun Day every fourth Sunday of the month. And there are many more church-related things I'll be getting into this year with my brand new church home, Living Hope Church. And there is an opportunity to preach again in the future because I'm at this church. Simply by me being at this church affords me the possibility of being able to preach again in the new year. Because they're going to give me a chance. And so there's that. And as for more deep friendships, that's where my other best friends come in, the other five. And I hope to build with the young adults at my church beyond just the married couples. So that's friends, that's church, that's family. But just to dive into church a little bit deeper, like I said, I hope to build with the young adults beyond the married couples. Now, there are the singles and the married couples. The married couples, we just have it like that. Where I'm close to some of the married dudes in the church. And I'm cool with their wives. But why do I say we have it like that? Well, my guy Al and his wife Ashley, the youth pastors at the church, who are also my friends and my business partners, we are going to go back to spending time with each other on a weekly basis through the business and also spending time with each other on a weekly basis just in general outside of church. And so what I mean by I've got it like that with the married couples is that the married couples are actually spending time with me beyond church, beyond Sundays and life groups and Bible studies and all this other stuff. So I kind of want the young people who are single to take on some of that and take the pressure off of the married people to do all that. So I'm hopeful that in 2024, throughout this entire year, that can start being established with some of the singles and not just leaving it to the married couples in the church. That way, the overall experience of church will be what I always wanted it to be, and it will not reflect the last church experience I had where it was not good at all. So that's the goals for this year when it comes to family, friends, and church. Love life. Now, I do have a plan for that, and it's actually in the works. I'm not going to say their names, but there are three women that I have my eye on from my church. And with a little bit of help from my sister, who suggested I have four in rotation, there's going to inevitably be a fourth person that comes in rotation. It's just a matter of who that person is and how we meet. Now, I have an idea of who the fourth person could potentially be, as she does work at my favorite Bath and Body Works location, and that is a good spot to meet women. However, that's gonna be a little tough because she could be slightly older than your boy, and that could make for some very interesting dynamics. So, yeah. But we'll see what happens when I actually go back over there. However, with there being a fourth and actually having a fourth person in rotation, that will help tremendously with the picking and choosing process. What do I mean by that? Well, essentially, what I mean is that when you have a roster and you have the ability to pick between the roster, what ends up happening is you look at a few things before you pick. So as a dude, essentially mirroring what the women do, we just do it better. Whereas the women will have at least 10 dudes in their phones that they're talking to at the same time that they're talking to you, but they're giving the other dudes more attention than you, i.e. they're inviting them out to hang more, they're text communicating or FaceTiming way more often than you and at different times of the night, and they're more vulnerable with those guys than they are with you, which essentially leads to them forming a romantic relationship with one of the other guys, but not you. Essentially, as a dude, you're doing that exact same thing, just with not that many girls. Since I've been given a suggestion of having four, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to have four. And what I'm going to basically look at is communication, number one. And then I'm going to look at how we vibe. And then I'm going to look at, do we hang out beyond where we initially see each other? And then I'm going to look at vulnerability and how are we when it comes to that. Because with that there, it will help determine which of the four will potentially be a good match / connection for a potential romantic partner in 2024. It's the same thing I did 2 years ago when I was talking to Amber and also Ade at the same time. I chose Amber over Ade because Ade at that point didn't tell me that she had been with someone for quite some time. So I ended up telling her I had feelings for her off of a mistake. And then she said, oh, I'm, you know, seeing someone, or I've been seeing someone for a minute. So that essentially left Amber open as the only realistic choice because, one, she didn't lie, and two, she had no one on deck, so she was open to actually giving me a chance. That has become a lot more difficult 2 years later, but it's not because I'm competing against a bunch of different dudes. It's mostly because I'm dealing with personalities that are different than mine, and I'm having to find different ways of walking a thin line between my personality and their personality to see if there's something that can be developed. So I will have an update for you on that a little bit later in the year as time progresses. But for now, that's the plan. That's the goal, to reignite love life and to actually be with someone this year in 2024 and not be completely alone. In order to accomplish all of these goals in 2024, one has to be consistent. Now, hear me out. I don't mean that consistency takes the form of you're not going to fail in 2024. You will. Half of you, by the time we get to like March or April, would have failed 90% of your New Year's resolutions at that point. But when I say consistency, here's what I mean. For example, money. We talked about money to start off. Money-wise, the way I'm going to be consistent money-wise in 2024 is by not going back down to 0.00 ever again. That's the first way I'm going to be consistent in 2024. The second way I'm going to be consistent in 2024 is with work-life balance. I'm going to not just do the group stuff, but also I'm going to enjoy me a lot more in 2024, which means I'll be going out more and going for drives, enjoying my car, enjoying me, spending on me, enjoying my holidays off. Like, we've got 2 days off this January, so I'm going to enjoy myself on those 2 days and not, you know, be as pressed to hang out with other people as I once was, because now I can actually do for myself. The next thing I'm planning on doing in 2024 to stay consistent is to continue to meet different women in different spaces. Church is not the only place I'm going to be going out to meet women. I'm going to get back consistent with that as well in 2024. Consistency with exercising. I'll be getting back consistent with clearing my rings and exercising more in 2024. Just little tiny examples, but you see what I'm trying to say to wrap this podcast episode up. Nothing that you do this year will be worth anything if you are not consistent as you can possibly be. You're not going to be perfect. You will fail. You will make mistakes. But as long as you stay the course as much as possible, that will help you accomplish more goals in this year than you've accomplished in any other years past. Cool? All right. Let's get to it. Here we go. It's 2024. Let's get to it. Let's kick off the new year right. Let's get our goals right and crush it to start off a brand new year.
Wait, wait. Social media. Wait, wait. Social media. Don't go, don't go. Gotta give you our social media.
You can follow us on social media on X at Life Tips Podcast, at Life Tips Podcast for Facebook, at Spoken Life Tips on Facebook and on Instagram. On Threads, you can follow me there at Nate_the_speaker, as well as on Instagram. At Spoken Life Tips on Instagram and Threads as well. At @auth_gen_person on Twitter. That's @auth_gen_person on Twitter. At Life Tips Podcast, of course, on X/Twitter. And on Facebook as well. You can also follow me on TikTok if you want to. Message me for my TikTok information as well. Lots of social media, lots of changes, but still the same engagement. All right, then. That's the end of this podcast episode. Look forward to seeing you next week.